does it mean to be a kid from TJ to be able to come back to the hometown, play for the team that you grew up pulling for? What's going through your mind when you think about that?
You know, it's an exciting time for me. You know, I started my football career, you know, at TJ in high school, and you know, all the family and friends that, you know, supported me through high school and college, now they have the opportunity to see me play here home in Denver.
Who were your favorite Broncos growing up? Which guys did you try patterning yourself after?
You know, I really can't say I had a favorite Broncos, you know, but I remember, you know, the three amigos, you know, Sammy Winder and, you know, that good defense that they had with, you know, Simon Fletcher, Carl Mecklenburg.
Got a lot of hardware in your trophy case. You've got the Mackey Award, you got a Big 12 ring, you got a couple of Super Bowl rings, but what would it mean to be able to add to that, to add a Super Bowl ring or two here? How would that enhance your resume for your career?
You know, I think that would just top it all off, you know, just to come back home in Denver and, you know, to bring that Super Bowl back here, you know, I think that would just make the icing on the cake.
How did the Broncos first express interest in you on the market, and then what happened? What were the steps from there that led to you signing with the team?
You know, the Broncos, they showed real strong interest, you know, when the free agent market came. And, you know, it was a team that, you know, I was very excited, you know, to have the opportunity to come back, you know, and play for. And it came down to, you know, Denver and Seattle. You know, I always wanted to come back home to play. And, you know, the Broncos, they made that possible for me.
When you were visiting here, they tried to keep you here. They tried to get it done while you were here. They not want you to go take that next trip?
You know, they tried, you know, to keep me here, you know, but, you know, the free agent market, you know, I went out to look at other teams as well. And, you know, like I said, you know, Denver made it, you know, best for me, the best possibility for me. And I'm just so happy to be back here at home.
How much of that, of joining the Broncos, had to do with you being from here and having all the friends and family still in town like that?
You know, that had a lot to do with it. You know, I've always wanted, you know, just to play for the team that, you know, I grew up loving to watch. And my family's here at home. You know, they had the opportunity to, you know, watch me in my career every Sunday. So, you know, that was a big part for it.
Did your father ever tell you any stories about his playing days?
You know, I've heard plenty of stories about his playing days. You know, yeah. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to see any games, so I don't know how many of them are true or not. So,
he didn't have any game tape hanging, game films hanging around or anything
like
that?
You know, back then they didn't have tapes, you know. They, you know, had the projectors going. So, you know, it's hard to find some, you know, projector stuff now.
How does he feel about you coming back?
You know, he's real happy and excited for me, you know, just to come back home. Now that my whole family, they have the opportunity, you know, to watch me play back here in Denver at the highest level, you know. And, yeah, I'm just excited, you know, just to be here so they can watch me play.
Now, New England used you a lot as a blocker, but you still, you know, you're in the top 10 since you came into the league in yards per catch among tight ends, top 20 in terms of touchdowns. But where do you think you can go as a pass catcher here? Do you think you can get the kind of numbers that are will rival what you had back at CU back in 01?
You know, I think I can. And, you know, I was, you know, stressed that, you know, Mike Shanahan, you know, that, you know, I wanted to come and extend my role more than I was utilized, you know, in New England. And, you know, he assured me that, you know, I will, you know, get some opportunities, you know, to get the ball thrown my way here.
Now, even though they were very successful as a team throughout your career there, were you ever a little frustrated about the fact that it was that platoon that they weren't willing to go with you exclusively, like some teams go with their tight ends?
You know, it was frustrating, you know, not to get, you know, balls thrown my way, but, you know, as part of being a tight end, you know, and I felt, you know, because of my blocking ability, you know, it kept me in more. But, you know, I'm just so happy, you know, now to have the opportunity, you know, to extend that role. Coming into free agent market, you know, I was, you know, that was my number one concern, you know, just how I would be utilized, you know, in the offense. And, you know, I can't wait, you know, excited, you know, to, you know, meet Jay and, you know, get the chemistry down, you know, and, you know, teach him some things and learn some things from him, you know. So it's going to be an exciting time for me.
Were you planning on relocating back here when your career was done anyway?
I always knew that, you know, when it was all said and done, I was always going to come back home to Colorado.
What would it mean to you if you can take this and then stay here, say, for 10 years and close out your career here? What would that mean to you if this is your last stop?
Oh, that would mean a lot to me, you know. Knowing that, you know, I'm always going to come back home to Denver, and just to finish my career here, that'd be, you know, exciting for me and great for me.